الله الرحمن الرحيم. اشعار فاضل الشيخ اول رومي وقت بريد دورا شيخ العرب والعجم الزشا حكيم ومدخص نور الله مرقده حضرت کا شاندار اور بہت جاندار کلام, شاندار اور جاندار. کسی مخلص کی ضائع کوئی قربانی نہیں جاتی, کسی مخلص کی ضائع کوئی قربانی نہیں جاتی, کسی کے قلب سے جو آہ پنہانی نہیں جاتی, کسی مخلص کی ضائع کوئی قربانی نہیں جاتی, کسی کے قلب سے جو آہ پنہانی نہیں جاتی, اگرچہ معاف کر دے تے وہ اپنی محبت سے, اگرچہ معاف کر دیتے ہیں وہ اپنی محبت سے, مگر میں کیا کروں میری پشیمانی نہیں جاتی, کسی کے قلب سے جو آہ پنہانی نہیں جاتی, بتوں کی بے وفائی کا کیا ہے تجربہ تو نے, بتوں کی بے وفائی کا کیا ہے تجربہ تو نے, مگر اے نفس پھر بھی تیری نادانی نہیں جاتی, مگر اے نفس پھر بھی تیری نادانی نہیں جاتی, تیرا بچپن میں یہ بچپن میں مجھے حیرت ہے اے ناداں, تیرا بچپن یہ بچپن میں مجھے حیرت ہے اے ناداں, بڑھاپے میں بھی تیری خوئے طفلانی نہیں جاتی, بڑھاپے میں بھی تیری خوئے طفلانی نہیں جاتی, عجب درویش ہے تیرے کے گدڑی پوش ہو کر بھی, عجب درویش ہے تیرے کے گدڑی پوش ہو کر بھی, بفیض نور نسبت شان سلطانی نہیں جاتی, بفیض نور نسبت شان سلطانی نہیں جاتی, محبت میں کبھی ایسے بھی دن آتے ہیں اے اختر, محبت میں کبھی ایسے بھی دن آتے ہیں اے اختر, کہ رونے پر بھی غم کی, کہ رونے پر بھی غم کی اشک بارانی نہیں جاتی, کہ رونے پر بھی غم کی اشک بارانی نہیں جاتی, اگر کے معاف کر دیتے ہیں وہ اپنی محبت سے, مگر میں کیا کروں میری پشیمانی نہیں جاتی، کسی مخلص کی ضائع کوئی قربانی نہیں جاتی، کسی کے قلب سے جو آہ پنہانی نہیں جاتی، تیرا بچپن میں یہ بچپن میں مجھے حیرت ہے اے ناداں، بڑھاپے میں بھی تیری خوئے طفلانی نہیں جاتی، کسی کے قلب سے جو آہ پنہانی نہیں جاتی.
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم، الحمد للہ وکفا والسلام علی عباد الذین اصطفا، اما بعد. It's a very beautiful poem of our honorable illustrious Dada Sheikh Haji Billah Rumi Waqt Abrezi Zamana Mujaddid Zamana Hazrat Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Nawwar Allah Marqadahu. Hazrat is explaining in this beautiful poem that how Allah Ta'ala has made insan and he can surpass the stages of the malaika also. And on the other hand, if a person doesn't take heed of his life and he just carries on loving his life according to his passion and desires, then Hazrat explains that that person will become an old man also and you'll still be like a small child. So very beautifully Hazrat has titled this, and according to the ayat Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is mentioned, kisi mukhlis ki zai koi qurbani nahi jati. That Allah Ta'ala has mentioned, inna Allah la yudiyu ajral muhsinin. That person who makes an effort to build a connection with Allah and he reaches a stage of ihsan, which is even higher than ikhlas. That is, you do everything only for the pleasure of Allah. But higher than that is ihsan, that you are conscious and worried. Is Allah happy with me or not? So Hazrat says, when a person makes an effort, and the effort is, Allah Ta'ala has made it very easy for us, that kunu ma'as-sadiqeen, be with the true righteous servants of Allah, then we will get our direction of life right. And then we will start realizing how to get connected to Allah. And a person who makes an effort in this line, Hazrat says that a person who is sincere and he wants to make his ikhlas, he wants this connection and this nisbat with Allah Ta'ala, whatever effort he makes in this line, and this effort also is not from our side. Allah gives tawfiq, that Allah brings us here, Allah gives us tawfiq to make effort. But if a person realizes it's only from Allah's side, then Allah says, my banda, you made an effort. So Allah Ta'ala doesn't let it go unwanted. Allah doesn't destroy the efforts of the true, sincere servants of Allah. And when a person reaches the high stage of ihsan, then can we imagine, Hazrat explains, what a connection a person has with Allah Ta'ala. So Hazrat is explaining here, kisi mukhlis ki zai koi qurbani nahi jati, kisi ke kalb se jo aah pinhani nahi jati. That a person who makes an effort, who makes some sacrifice to get close to Allah Rabbul Izzat, and he realizes that whatever I do, I should do it only for the pleasure of Allah. And that is when we sit in the company of the friends of Allah, then we'll start realizing this. And this takes time in life. In fact, Allah Azzat explains that a person, you'll pass through all your stages of life. You come to the end of your life, you still realize I don't have ikhlas in me. And a person, so when a person makes an effort in this line, whatever effort you're making, Allah Ta'ala is Allahu Akbar. As Hazrat has taught us, one great quality of Allah is Ash-Shakur. Allah is very appreciative. And where Allah doesn't have to appreciate, we supposed to be making shukr to Allah. But Allah Ta'ala gives us tawfiq to make, to do any type of sacrifice, the smallest action you do, Allah grants you the greatest reward. So a person comes here with a sincere intention to get connected with Allah. Hazrat says that this effort of yours, Allah won't let it go in vain. Don't think that I'm just coming and I'm just passing my time. No, we come with a sincere intention to get nisbat with Allah Ta'ala. And then when a person comes here and he realizes that how am I passing my life? How did I pass my life? And the friends of Allah, as they get closer to Allah, they take the deep sighs of regret that where am I? Still hardly close to getting connected to Allah, although they are closely connected to Allah, but a person realizes that I'm still very far from them. So Hazrat says, kisi ke kalb se jo aahe pinhani nahi jati, that person, as you tread the path of the love of Allah, then that deep sigh of regret never ever goes from the heart of that person. All the time he realizes that I'm still far from getting connected to Allah Rabbul Izzat. And Allahu Akbar, we learn from our beloved Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam that Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to say, I make 70 times tawbah a day. So, O my ummah, why shouldn't you not be making tawbah? And what can be said of the istighfar of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the qurb, the closeness Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam gets every moment, making istighfar on that previous moment, that I still need to go closer and closer to Allah. And Allah Ta'ala's love is unlimited, so there's no end to it. And as a person, this is such a sickness, that the more you treat it, that is, the more you come in the company of the friends of Allah, and the more you get the medicine, you make the zikr of Allah, the more you make it, the more sick you get. In other words, the more you want the love of Allah Ta'ala. So that deep sigh of regret never ever goes. Like Hazrat explains to us, and one time Hazrat Mawlana Masihullah Rahmatullah Ali in his safar, that he went to one country, West Indies, Barbados, and they make the arrangements that the salah shouldn't be missed with takbir-e-ula. Forget jamaat. People like us, we just carry on our safar. When we're not on safar also, we're missing our takbir-e-ula, we're missing our salah. So anyway, Hazrat made arrangements, but by the time after he came out of customs, he reached the masjid, he missed the, when the imam started, he didn't even miss the first rakat. He made it for the first rakat. But he was not there when the imam started. After he finished his salah, then he took a deep sigh. He said, ah, malum nahi kitne saalo ke baad takbir-e-ula chut gayi. That I don't know after how many years my takbir-e-ula got missed. And myself, I don't feel a pinch in my heart. So this will come when we come sincerely in the majalis of the Ahlullah. Then Hazrat explains, when you realize this and you come here and you realize the mercy of Allah, and as Hazrat teaches us, by Allah Ta'ala, Allah loves to forgive, and Allah is just waiting that we come closer to Allah Ta'ala. But when a person comes closer, you make tawbah and you start getting connection with Allah, then you realize, agar che maaf kar dete hai wo apni muhabbat se, magar main kya karu meri peshimani nahi jati. That although I know Allah Ta'ala, out of His extreme love and kindness, Allah loves to forgive. And Hazrat says, you see yourself when you cry out of the extreme regret that, oh Allah, how I passed my life. Allah will make you feel at ease that now enough, my banda, you cried enough. But Hazrat says, the friends of Allah Ta'ala are such that although they cry to Allah and they feel Allah has forgiven them and Allah has forgiven them, but they say that deep regret that how could I pass those moments in the disobedience of Allah. And they, not even in the disobedience of Allah, in so to say, a lesser amal which they regard that Allah Ta'ala would want a higher level of amal. So they, that regret never goes from their heart. So we should realize, and this is the reality of friendship with Allah, that the more you get closer to Allah, the never ever do you think I'm a wali of Allah. All the time you think, who am I? What am I? How could I pass my life? And that regret never goes from your heart. Then Hazrat Na explains the other part of life, that people who don't want to give up the pleasures and enjoyments and turning towards other gatherings besides Allah Ta'ala, then buto ki wafai ka kya tajruba tune, magar e nafs fir bhi teri nadani nahi jati. That he says, addressing a person, that for foolish nafs, that is your own pleasure and desires, that you have seen all the disloyalties of all the idols you run behind. Whether it's illicit love affairs, whether it's all the sports and entertainment, whether it's your business, whether it's whatever. You saw the disloyalty, you experienced it. You're not a young man now, you are old man. You saw you watching sports from your childhood. And what did sports give you? But your nafs, your desires, when you don't want to trample it, like Adam. Allama Busayri Rahmatullah Ali says, An-Nafsu Katifli, In Tuhmilu Shabba Ala Hubbi Rida, Wa In Taftimu Yan Fatimi. Now your nafs, your desires is like a small child. If you leave it loose, it will become a young boy still taking bottle and drinking milk. And if you suppress it and you just put some pressure, then it will come under control. So Hazrat says, although you experienced in your whole life you went through that all these idols didn't give you any benefit. It gave you more headaches, it gave you more depression. And so much so today, sadly we hear, old marriages are just breaking up. Old people are saying we don't have compatibility. It's not we don't have compatibility. Hazrat says that your immaturity hasn't gone. Outwardly you matured as far as your body is concerned, but your mind and your soul are totally still immature. So wow, that is your problem in life. And Hazrat says so beautifully, as our Shaykh teaches us, then tum bachpan ho gaye, abhi bachpana nahi gaye. This is exactly what Hazrat is saying here. Tera bachpan, ye bachpan mein mujhe hairat hai e nadan. Burhapa mein bhi teri ko kuye tiflani nahi jati. That I am absolutely astonished with you. That you are 55, 60, and you still like a small child. You say, Mauli Sahab, no, we put a big screen, the children want to watch sports. It's not the children, you want to watch the sports. All the filth and dirt. You want to go to resorts and you say, we take the children there. Hazrat says, I'm astonished. You are old men. And as Hazrat explains us, that if a person doesn't nip it in the bud, you don't make your islah from as soon as possible, make tawbah istighfar. And you say, when I get older, I'll do it. It is like a tree, when the roots are firm in the ground, you planted it in the middle of the road, in the wrong place, and now you are old man and you're trying to say, move it, it's impossible. So we'll find that a person who doesn't make his islah, Allah give me tawfiq first, that we don't learn to control our gazes, for example. Hazrat our Dada Shaykh says, I saw an old man, as cold as a deep freeze, but the young bride came in the bus and is gaping at her, with his eyes wide open, his mouth also wide open. The conductor is telling him, Chacha, ticket lelo, Chacha is in a different world. So Hazrat says that I'm utterly surprised that you're an old man, but the dirty habits of childhood hasn't left you. You're still like a small child. And this is the evil effect of carrying on sin. That black dot covers the heart, and then as Hazrat teaches us, people who regarded themselves as intelligent outwardly as far as dunya education is concerned, but Allah Ta'ala save us, it shouldn't be that the words of tawbah don't also come on our tongue. That Allah deprives us of making tawbah. So Hazrat explains, if you're not going to make an effort as soon as possible, and the best Allah loves when we are young, and we come in these Mubarak gatherings with the intention of tawbah and getting connection with Allah Ta'ala, then you'll see, Hazrat says, see how Allah will change your life. And by Allah Ta'ala, it's not the outward picture of pomp and glory that a person thinks in politics, I'll have some honor, I'll have some position, etc. Those are all outward shows which is totally deception. Hazrat says, what is the reality? Who are the real kings in the world? Not these prime ministers, etc. They are worried of their seat. The real the kings in the world are Ajab Durvesh hai, tere ke gudri posh huo khokar bhi, bafeze noor e nisbat shan e sultani nahi jati. That you say, it is so astonishing to see the friends of Allah. They sit on humble mats, on humble carpets. They got humble dressing. They look like ordinary, simple people. People outwardly think, what these people got? They don't have any. But Hazrat says, because you got some valuable gift in your heart, that is the noor of nisbat of Allah, that connection with Allah, which the whole world cannot pay for. And this you'll only get from heart to heart. It came from Hazrat Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sahaba got the greatest noor of nisbat, and it carries on until when Allah Ta'ala wants to keep it in the world, Allah said, Kunum as-sadiqeen. You'll also get the noor of nisbat. Then you'll see your honor as a king. You'll regard yourself as an ordinary mendicant, but people will respect you as a king. And outwardly, the kings of this world, Hazrat says in another poem so beautifully, Shaho ke siro mein, chaaje gira se aksar darta rehta hai. That the kings of this world, they want pomp and glory, and they got it outwardly. But all the time headaches in their heads. They are worried, I mustn't lose my position. This mustn't happen to me. So all the time they in terrible headaches. Aur ahle wafa ke seeno mein ek noor ka darya behtar. And the people of loyalty, who are loyal to Allah and obedient to the commands of Allah, rivers of noor are gushing in their hearts. And what enjoyment they got? فَلَا تَعْلَمُ نَفْسُ مَا أُخْفِيَ لَهُ مِنْ قُرَّةِ عَيُنٍ. Now Wali can also tell you what enjoyment he is getting in his sajda, in his tilawat, in his zikr, just in his silence and his muraqabah, what Allah Ta'ala, we can't imagine. Finally, Hazrat mentioned, محبت میں کبھی ایسے بھی دن آتے ہیں اے اختر کہ رونے پر بھی غم کی بارانی نہیں جاتی. Hazrat says, addressing himself and showing a very high faith, that in the love of Allah, when you get so close to Allah Rabbul Izzat, some days come such that even you crying in your tahajjud, but that grief of this love of Allah, that rivers of tears are just flowing, it's just not stopping, and you enjoy that tears coming out from your heart, and it is coming out, looks like from your eyes, but it's actually from the heart. And Hazrat says, these tears, let them roll even on the musalla, they will give evidence tomorrow for you in the court of Allah Rabbul Izzat. So Allah Ta'ala give us proper understanding, that we take proper benefit from our shaykh and the Ahlullah.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, nahmaduhu wa salli ala rasulil kareem, imma ba'd. Kitab Hayat al-Muslimin of Mawlana Ashraf Ali Thani rahmatullahi alayh. 25 solutions to take out the ummah from the difficulties and problems they are in. Last week we were doing that chapter number 24, Muslim social conduct. Some rules to mashwara will now be mentioned. Number one, if the mashwara is a matter which requires concealing, it should be maintained a secret. This, the participants in the consultation are people of trust. This means that what has been discussed in the gathering should not be publicized outside. However, if the discussion pertains to the usurping of another's property or to harming anyone, it will not be permissible to conceal the conspiracy. Matters of communal or national importance, matters which concern the community collectively, should not be publicized. Should one come by some information which concerns the entire community or nation, it has to be conveyed to the responsible persons in whose charge are the affairs of the community. In this regard, Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran Sharif, when they learn of some affair regarding matters of safety or fear, they quickly spread it amongst the people. If they refer the matter to the Rasul and to those in charge amongst them, then those qualified in such matters will know that is what action to take. At times, publication of certain information is not in the interest of the community or nation. Great harm may result in the publication of such matters. The Quran al-Hakim therefore prohibits such publication which may be news for the general public, but harmful for the nation as a whole. The news media generally falls in this category of reprimand. Most newspapers spread rumors and at times publish such reports which are largely detrimental to the national interest. Information is published without thorough investigation, while sometimes investigations were made, but the report, besides having news value, harms people, communities or nations. Such detrimental publication of news comes within the prohibition stated in the above quoted Quranic ayat. Ittifaq or unity is indeed a great ni'mat. Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran Sharif, hold all of you firmly onto the rope of Allah and do not split up. The rope of Allah is the deen of Allah. The desired goal of unity is attainable only if the community adheres to the laws of Allah Ta'ala. Unity without correct adherence to the Sharia is not possible. For the Ummah, unity will remain an empty slogan as long as the deen is not firmly and correctly upheld. Obedience to Allah Ta'ala will bring about the blessings of unity. Hence the Quran Sharif says, and Allah created unity in the heart. Linking unity to the obedience of the Sharia, the Quran Sharif says, O people of Iman, obey Allah and obey the Rasul. Do not dispute amongst yourselves, for your hearts will weaken and your awe will disappear in power. This ayat commands obedience to the Sharia in all affairs. The believers are ordered to take their direction from Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. As a result of such obedience, unity in the community will become attainable easily. Allah Ta'ala will produce mutual love and respect in the heart of the believers for one another. Such unity which stems from the heart of people will create awe and power in the nation. In the absence of this true unity, people will dispute. The disputes will not be sincere, but will be motivated by personal, baneful and lowly motives. Infighting will prevail. This will scatter the community and destroy its power. The kuffar will lose respect for the nation. They will no longer fear the nation of Muslims, as is the case today. Muslims will thus be overwhelmed and dominated by others. The ayah therefore mentions the evil of disunity. It is declared the basis of unity and points out the actual aim and object of believers should be obedience to the deen. Hazrat Abu Darda radiallahu anhu narrated that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, maintain healthy, that is loving, brotherly and straightforward relationship amongst yourselves. Corruption amongst you destroys your deen. Unity is established and maintained by means of discharging hukuk, rights. People have to respect and honor the rights of one another. Disrespect for the rights of others creates disunity. The question of hukuk and rights have already been explained in Ruh number 9.